23 hours.
Corona case confirmed in Chilanga. Triple AZ commends the government as trader volumes are rise by 14% in 2025. And in African news, a Kenyan cult leader faces charges over 52 further deaths. Present to the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chilanga district in Lusaka province has recorded a sixth laboratory confirmed Corona case. Acting Chilanga district commissioner Maureen Echilende says the patient has been treated and discharged. She said the last case was recorded on January 17th, 2026. And assured that the situation remains under control, with no patients are currently admitted and no deaths recorded. Ms. Chilende said authorities have intensified preventive measures, including the provision of safe water, distribution of chlorine, community sensitization, establishments of oral rehydration centers, active case searches, and increased waste collection. She added that a 10,000-litre water tank has been installed in Gema Sangalala, while two rehydration centres have been set up in Gema Sangalala and Linda Malupili. Meanwhile, Chilanga Town Council has stepped up a waste collection in the affected areas to prevent further spread of the disease. Residents of Itala Township in Mukushi District have called on zone chairpersons to intensify sensitization among community members on the importance of keeping their surroundings clean in order to promote public health. Speaking on behalf of the community, Oscar Chisanga said some households in the area are living in unhygienic conditions and lack proper toilet facilities, a situation that has resulted in children defecating along the roads. Mr. Chisanga warns that the practice poses a serious risk of disease outbreaks and urged zone level leaders to take an active role in promoting sanitation, cleanliness, and the construction of proper sanitation facilities in the community.
Monture Tarama, Ediazum, Moson, Deromak of Mazon, Mutama Chaman to Asana, at least seven Kuavan to Chirangan, Domun to Vakupa the Kovu Sakapamayan, Napans, Rakampako, Mutmafra, Zumaro, Jumatri Peter, Basra Kofidia and Nisidia, Chikare Karaba, Nava, no, nobody wishes a Maroji. Soon, Tama toilets in Arako, Wunupanga, and Michel and a man, the Mutamurama toilets, so about a very kind of Fitchikarikar, so Matanga Fides Kofidia, Ufrangasa, Ufrangaro Kafira, and Tumaran Tamuramis, who some of them Bosha Fruma. Amarwele apusana apusana mamune niso tulero mbuku batu mwema kanzi mwema mwema chairman tuwa sara mazonyo na mwema anankani tuwa fwe niko payoma kilina puya abanto yewe niko abanto makwata kutuma meeting yu January ino mwadishwe finto for fiaba so at least makwata kutuma meeting na aba community mwabwe kwa selisha kupa usaka mwandi ni usari na uchila musana kuda fila nukwendanga vushiku mata usani kevikula nyanta vinyan nyanta nyantua nyanta pashirini jireshani wanduwa usari.
Mufurila based agriculture expert at Temperance at Chantola has urged their farmers to remain as security conscious as they receive their payments from the Food Reserve Agency. Mr. Chantola said it is unfortunate and worrying that a farmer in Lwapula province was recently robbed by unknown attackers after collecting his payment. He noted that such incidents highlight the risks a farmer faces during the payment period. He stressed the urgent need for government to strengthen security measures to protect farmers from criminal acts as they access their payments. Mr. Chantola also called for a more organized and smoother payment system, saying the current process where farmers queue for long hours in large numbers exposes them to unnecessary danger.
Very, very sad to hear that a hard-working farmer was robbed of the money amounting to about 23,000 kwacha, as we've heard from the, I think it's one of the hard and bad things to learn. Farmers work very hard the whole year and they expect their income once in a year. And now we can imagine just like that. They all, let us be security conscious. Farmers have been affected in so many ways, not like just the fiscal one which has happened. Others are affected, are scammed before they deposit. We've had the scenarios of such nature. Some people have been scammed. So we remind farmers that let them be security conscious.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia has commended government on the reported growth in trade volumes for 2025, with total trade increasing from 530.3 billion kwacha in 2024 to 606.3 billion kwacha in the 2025, representing a 14.3% increase between January and November. Triple AZ Communications Officer Melbourne Mushitu says the performance reflects improving economic activity, stronger trade relations, and growing market confidence. She attributes the growth to strengthened regional cooperation within SADC, upgraded trade corridors, and more efficient border processes. Ms. Mushitu has praised government for these efforts, but stressed that economic growth must translate into real benefits for citizens through job creation, income generation, and expanded opportunities in cross-border trade.
While the overall trade figures show positive growth, Triple AZ notes that the real test for this performance lies in the ability of ordinary Zambian citizens to participate in and benefit from the trade economy. This includes ensuring that small medium enterprises, women and youth-led businesses and informal traders have improved access to market finance and trade information. It also requires continued investment in infrastructure and trade facilitation to reduce the cost of doing business and support competitiveness. In this regard, Triple AZ calls on government to continue promoting transparency by providing simplified explanations of economic data in citizen-friendly formats.